Good day. This is Paige Estrutori with the Daily Financial Services News Wrap for Financial Services Online on Sunday, October 26, 2025. As always, we'll be diving into the latest developments in insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management directly affecting both consumers and businesses. Beginning with global currency markets, we see the USD smile phenomenon causing a stir, with the United States dollar, or USD, continuing to perform amidst volatility in US banks. Other currencies, including our Australian dollar or AUD, are feeling its effects. The USD's resilience, even with inflation-led rate hikes, continues to test the AUD, which is largely hooked to global growth and commodity prices. However, we can see some silver lining for the AUD amidst this turbulence due to favorable conditions. Nonetheless, the AUD's climb is somewhat tempered by structural obstacles, such as geopolitical tensions and advances in artificial intelligence. Investors are certainly keeping their eyes peeled on the U.S. economies and the U.S.-China trade relations, both key factors that could sway market sentiment. In the realm of retirement planning, the Australian superannuation sector is attracting significant scrutiny due to rising market volatility and impending legislative changes. Chief among these is the proposed Division 296 tax on super balances over $3 million. We hear voices of concern over the wealth accumulation versus retirement drawdown debate. Felipe Araujo, CEO of Generation Life, stresses the need to unwire our thinking of superannuation as a mere retirement reserve. Araujo's call is for more financial education and advice, with a focus on diversifying retirement planning. Investment bonds, along with personal savings, according to Araujo, can act as lifeboats in the storm of regulatory changes. Australia's evolving economic landscape is making headlines as unemployment climbs to 4.5%, the highest since 2021. Taking a closer look, we see a shift towards the non-market sector. Jobs in healthcare and education funded by the government now make up a significant 31.5% of the workforce. This trend poses a challenge given the austerity measures by state and cost-cutting strategies by the federal sector, particularly impacting the National Disability Insurance Scheme. As shown by economist Pat Bustamante's warning of jobless growth, rate cuts may be on the horizon, especially if unemployment is predicted to rise to 4.75% by next year. Lastly, Australia is researching European and UK flood insurance models owing to a struggle with high-risk area coverage. Financial Services Minister Daniel Molino recently pointed out the accessibility problems for flood-wary properties affecting many homes and small businesses across Australia. Proposals range from a $30.15 billion mitigation fund by the Insurance Council to adjusting the $200 million Disaster Ready Fund for inflation. With no concrete solution yet, we can see Australia's commitment to refining its insurance strategy despite complex challenges. And that wraps up our news for today. For more information on these and other stories, please visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. This is Paige Estrutori signing off. Keep informed and make each financial decision count.